Are we really non-corporeal? Are what we perceive as solid objects really solid? Let me take this a step further. Are you and I really solid, or do we just believe we are? There is some thought on this subject. Some believe solidness is only our perception. Some of the computer crowd who think we live in a computer simulation believe this. They think the computer is even making us think we are in a matrix-type world. Could it be more than this? Could we all be really beings who are born not solid but more like a gaseous, shapeless cloud, and then somewhere along the line we get bodies but our memories are wiped, and when we die, we go back to our original form? This would account for such things as ghost sightings. Perhaps we can exist in more than one dimension, but not at the same time, although quantum physics might prove this possible. We could be living in a very different dimension where the laws of physics are completely unknown, and at some period of time we are sent or go to this one, and that is where we get a human body. This would mean we are all actually aliens, and even more bizarre is the fact some of the UFOs we see could be from our former dimension and they are keeping an eye on us. It might even be what we think of heaven is the dimension we go back to after our human body dies. Some people put a lot of time into thinking about this type of thing. The Sokushin Butsu are a type of Buddhist mummy. A monk would stop all intake of food and liquid and continue praying until he died. They believe their essence can become pure light, and when that stage of enlightenment is reached, it is called the rainbow body. They seem to believe light is the answer to perfection. Could this have something to do with having a non-corporeal body as the final reward? Perhaps that ties in somehow with the belief we are only borrowing human bodies, and when we die, we go back to our original form. Believing we are creatures who are really vaporous turns up every once in a while in talks and articles on the internet. While it is not a common belief, it seems to be getting more popular. If we come from another dimension, it must be a higher one. You may be wondering why I say that. The reason is I don't believe a being could understand a dimension higher than the one he occupies, but might be able to understand a lesser one. For example, if we were put into a dimension without time, we might be able to maneuver in it. There might be a limit to that, however. How could we operate in a dimension which had no width? I think people might agree if it could be proved we had a soul, it would be non-corporeal. Well, guess what? A group of quantum physicists think they have proved the soul does exist. A professor and former head of the prestigious Max Planck Institute for Physics stated he believed since dualism of the smallest particles exists, it exists everywhere, even in the human body, which means we still exist after we are dead and exist as a spirit, because everything in the entire universe is subject to dualism, according to the scientist. He is not the only quantum physicist who believes this. Frankly, this is over my head, but I do believe we all have souls for other reasons. Take the case of the college student who was trying to live on campus. He had to wait for a room. Finally, he got a call and was given a room, and that night he laid down and went to sleep. Suddenly he heard a noise. It was a young man in his room crying. Just as suddenly as he appeared, he disappeared. The next day the student went to the person in charge and described how someone was in his room and told her what he looked like. He noticed her expression change and she asked him to wait. She said she wanted to show him something. She returned with a photo of a young man and asked the student to look at it. He did, and right away he said that was the person in his room and asked who he was. She paled for a second and said he was the former person who was in that room, but he committed suicide. It could turn out we are extraterrestrials and we have been modified for life on Earth. It might be we couldn't exist in our natural form, and the first beings who were brought here knew this, but over the hundreds of thousands of years since then this knowledge was lost. What would be ironic is if the search for eternal life was totally unnecessary, because we were eternal in our prior form, and that is the one we go back to when we die. Many religions teach us God has made a place in heaven for us if we are good. Could that place be where we originally came from? I am not talking about another dimension anymore, but about something far above physical dimensions. So far above them there is no way a human could understand the mechanics of what is happening until they die and see it for themselves. Death is the great mystery. People have been trying to figure it out for thousands of years, and interestingly these people suspected there was something more which happens to us after we die. We know Jesus promised us the afterlife, but what about the millions of people who came before him? Why did they believe in the afterlife? I am talking about those who were here before the events in the Bible. Some will say they didn't believe and that is why the floods came, but then why did they worship false gods? They had an inkling there was life after death. Will humans get proof of their spirits in the future? I would never say no since technology is advancing so fast, but the spirit might be one of the hardest things to prove. One doctor in the 1800s said he proved it. He had set a bed on a very sensitive scale and put terminally ill patients with their permission in that bed and observed what happened when they died. He said he noticed at the moment of death the body lost a slight amount of weight and he surmised that came from the soul leaving the body.